This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Chris Stroud is a PGA Tour professional, a winner earlier this year at the Barracuda Championship. He is playing in the Dell Technologies Championship in Boston this weekend, but Chris's home is Houston. It's a pleasure to welcome Chris Stroud to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, John? I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for doing this. And I wish we were just talking golf, but we're not. First of all, how tough is it to be in Boston and not home?
You know, my heart's definitely back at home. My family and friends have been in my house for about 5 days, locked up inside, watching it rain over 40 inches at my house. And luckily, I have been very blessed to have one of the highest neighborhoods built up in the northern Houston area, and my house is one of the highest houses built up. So I've been very blessed, very lucky so far. Looks like the weather's finally clearing up a little bit for them and letting the water recede. I've received tons of texts and calls, and most importantly, phone calls from my wife, just making sure everything was fine at my house, and they've been able to all week to yesterday they had boat rescues in my neighborhood, and it's just been really sad. And luckily I have a really tall jacked up truck. They've been able to use my truck to go get groceries and things for other people. There's been a couple stores open to try to get necessities like water and bread and things like that to people, and I've got a lot of great friends and family there, and I'm just happy that my house has been able to be a compound for people to come in and out.
When you bought the house, Chris, did you give that any thought?
Not at all. The funny thing is, actually, my house is, if you come up to my house, it's the highest of any house on the street. It's built up a little bit higher, the foundation. And I always thought, I said, why did they do that? I said, I don't really like that. I wish it was just kind of a normal height like the other homes are. And now, hindsight, looking back, I'm thinking, holy cow, what a blessing it's been that I know that my house is the last one standing, basically. And on top of that, a few years ago, we were having some construction problems in our neighborhood. They were building so many homes, the power kept going out. So I put in a big generator, 48 kilowatt generator, and so it could handle the whole house. And that thing's been a blessing. So just again, just nothing but great news from my side of the fence. But my heart goes out to all the people in Houston and the Houston surrounding, and Beaumont, Texas, where I'm from, Beaumont, Port Arthur area. They're just getting smothered right now, and it's going to be a huge, a long road back, and I'm going to be doing whatever I can to help by finances or time or resources, whatever I can to help the people to get back to normal.
Well, with that in mind, earlier this week, you guys announced a collaborative effort. You're doing stuff personally, and the tour is also stepping up. Talk a little bit about that, Chris.
Yeah, so the we had a press release about an hour ago. The tour is going to donate $250,000 with Dell Technologies Championship. The Dell Technologies company is going to donate with the tour a quarter of $1 million toward the American Red Cross. I, as a player, am going to donate $10,000 with 10% of my earnings this week in Dell Technologies Championship toward the disaster relief. And we're going to give that to the American Red Cross. And the tour really helped me get that platform set up. And I'm sure Patrick Reed and Jonathan Vegas, who are also from Houston, are going to be doing the same thing or something similar to it. So we're excited about that. And I really got inspired by J.J. Watt, who's a Houston Texans, obviously. And he's an incredible guy. He's been doing some great things for us down in Houston. And now that they're up in Dallas right now because the Houston stadium's underwater, the Cowboys let us come up there, let the Texans go up there and practice. So he's been on social media. And he's raised over, I think, almost $4 million now. And now the Patriots gave $1 million. The Tennessee Titans gave $1 million. Jim Crane, one of my good friends, the owner of the Astros, I think has donated $4 million. the owner of the Rockets has given $4 million. I think NFL matched Bob McNair, who owns the Texans, his $1 million contribution. So a lot of money being raised, and it's there's going to be a lot more that's going to be needed. But it's just great. And he inspired me to do this, and it's the least I can do. And I'm just going to try to help all the people I can.
We are talking with Chris Stroud here on the Augusta Golf Show. A little bit of golf talk. How tough is it to focus on your game this week?
It is going to be tough, especially when my heart's back at home with all my friends and family and they're going through all this disaster. And I saw a lot of people crying on TV yesterday, and a few people I talked to, Davi Vanderwald, who is a good friend of mine and went to Lamar University with me, lives in Kingwood. He was good up until 2 days ago. They released a water reservoir north of his house, and his house has 4 feet of water and it's completely gone. I just feel terrible for him. He sent me a text. He said, I just want to cry. He said, I feel devastated. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, well, I sent him back. I said, Davi, I know it's not much, but I said, I'm going to do whatever I can with my finances and my time, and I'll bring an army of people who will come and help you. So, you know, I just feel for people like that. And he's one of many, many thousands that are going to be dealing with the same thing. And, you know, I just, at the end of the day, things can be replaced. I just hope we can keep the death toll down, because that's it's a really dangerous situation down there. A lot of potholes and underpasses that people don't realize that are full of water, and even drains that are sucking water so fast that you can get sucked right in. You know, just some dangerous situations. I hope people stay away and be careful. And like I said, we're going to be doing whatever we can to help.
You know, in order for you to help more, you kind of got to play well. You're at the moment, you're kind of a bubble boy trying to get to the top 70 to advance. This always gets asked of the players of you in this position. How much of that is on your mind of you know, you got to advance?
I mean, right this second, obviously, a couple of days out before the tournament starts, not really on my mind. I know what I've got to do today. It's a little bit cloudy up here in Boston today, but I've got to go. I'm a little bit under the weather. I have a double ear infection and chest congestion, so I'm a little bit low on energy. But I'm going to do my best today to go see the whole golf course and get some good practice in the next couple of days and prepare myself. At the end of the day, I know what I've got to do to play well. I need to really make a lot of putts. Obviously, you've got to putt well if you want to win tournaments. So I'm going to do a lot of drills in that situation and getting myself prepared to make a lot of putts. And I've been hitting the ball pretty nicely the last few months. So I know if I putt well, I can loosen my game up a little bit, and I'll hit the ball plenty well enough to give myself a chance. But, yes, I'm going to have to play well no matter what, regardless. And I love this golf course. I think a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, the first time I got to Conway Farms through here, I eagled the last hole to finish number 70 on the FedEx to get to the next week. So I have some good experiences and good vibes at this place. Like I said, I'm going to do the best I can in this cool weather to prepare and get myself ready to play as well as I can this week.
You know, it's funny you mentioned how you've been playing, because I glanced at your stats, and everything you said bears out. I mean, it looks like your iron play has been good this year, but the putter has been what's let you down.
The putter, really is. I mean, in Reno when I won, I didn't do anything spectacular except I putted well. I putted well 3 out of 4 days. I made a lot of putts. It's not like I was making 50 and 60 footers. I was just making a lot of 10 to 15, 20 footers. And it really wasn't three putting. And last week, a new golf course at Glen Oaks, which was in phenomenal shape, I really struggled with speed on the green, so I had a lot of three putts last week, and I had a couple of drives that got away from me and cost me a couple of doubles. But like I said, it's a brand new course. To me, that's always the most difficult for all of us, is to play a course we've never played before and try to figure out how to play it.
Yeah.
That's why the scores weren't as low. I think if we went back again and played it, which we will in the future, I think the scores will be a little bit better. We'll all have a little bit more experience on how to play each hole.
Well,
it's all about putting for me.
Dustin showed you the angle on 18, didn't he?
You know, that guy's incredibly talented. I wish I could hit a 310 in the air like that. The only time I could hit 310 in the air, if I had about 15-mile-an-hour gust behind me and hit it as high as I can. The guy's got incredible speed. I hated that for Jordan, because that hole for him was a little bit unfair, because he had to hit it in a tighter spot, and he only has about 20 or 30 yards to work with. If Dustin flew at 310, he had 150 yards across. So it's a big advantage to be able to hit it that far. And TPC Boston's another one of those courses where you can chew off a little bit if you can fly a little bit further in the air. So, you know, that's the way golf is going right now. Guys are just hitting it so far. And if you can hit it further, you're always going to have an advantage.
But to be truthful, Chris, that's kind of where everybody hit it on 18. It's only that other guy that flew it over the water.
Yeah, it was definitely a situation where if you get the right wind, I'm sure Dustin couldn't get over the water if the wind was into him. But in the practice round, I saw Charles Schwartzel. I was on 18th green. He hit it from the tee at the green, and he was 40 yards from the green in the rough. So if you got the right wind, you could definitely get it over. But with Dustin under the gun, obviously probably a little amped up, he figured, well, if I hit this solid, I can get this over. So, yeah, there's just not many people that can do what he can do. The guy is incredibly talented. We're blessed to have him and Jordan and all the great players we have on our tour. Because it's exciting to watch. He's a fun player to watch.
Well, Chris, I know your heart is in Houston. Congratulations, or I guess that's not the right thing to say. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's what we do when things like this happen. Play well, and we will talk again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the help.